This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. The most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway. From karts to NASCAR. If it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day. And boy, I tell you what, we've got a huge show for you. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and later going to be podcast at usfdracing.org. First of all, wow is all I can say about what happened last night at Mobile International Speedway and what's about to happen this morning as the gates are ready to open at 9 o'clock. It's the ARCA Mobile 200. Huge event. Lots to talk about with last night's results with Rick Crawford. He's standing by. Also scheduled on the show, Lonnie from Sunny South Raceway, obviously taking a weekend off to support Mobile, and they'll be back in racing. They raced last weekend, try to get some race results from him. Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway, they're gunning up and ready for their very first race, and I've got a great race director. His name is Daniel Lambert. He's with the Rolling Thunder Modifieds on the Eastern Shore, or not the Eastern Shore, the Eastern Seaboard, I should say, and these guys are starting to expand out quite a bit, and we're going to talk a little bit about with them, and a huge St. Jude's benefit coming up March 17th locally along the Gulf Coast. We're all about helping the kids, and we're going to talk about that. But first of all, wow, all I can say is Rick Crawford, good morning. I know he got about an hour and a half of sleep as well. And Rick, what a what a huge event, man. You poured it on, and I'm so proud of you. What a great start to the ARCA series and really to the racing series here at Mobile International Speedway. Man, it's a great race last night.
I'm telling you, for qualifying last night for pole night was absolutely exciting. We got a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old on the pole. Two youngsters trying to make their racing name and future to go on to cup racing, and you know they're bound and they're also determined to get there. But the weather cooperated with us. It stopped raining around noon, little afternoon yesterday, and the racetrack got ready to go and we put up some fast speeds, even faster than what I imagined. I thought they were going to be in the 70s and 80s, and they're down in the 50s. And we're going to see one heck of a race today, 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Mobile ARCA 200.
Well, and here's the cool thing. You talk about these young drivers. Here's young Alex Bowman. He won his first two starts in the series. Didn't get it done last month at Daytona. And now he's in perfect position. He's up on the pole. He's got a great car. The eBay Motors St. Jude's Dodge is obviously a rocket ship. And then next to him, you've got, like you said, the 16-year-old son of NASCAR champion Bill Elliott. And Bill's hanging out the track, helping out as well. And Chase is ready to go. And this is his first time in an ARCA car. So what a perfect place for him to actually start that first race because what he knows about the track, right, Rick?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about what we got going on in the front row that nobody understands behind the scenes. Alex Bowman comes in. They come down here to test. He's got a crew chief that was former Winston Cup Championship crew chief. When that kid took to the racetrack, it looked like he'd been at Mobile National Speedway for years.
Yeah.
The car looked like he'd been at Mobile National Speedway for years. No major changes. Minor adjustments. He was fast all day long in testing.
Well, and
now we're talking to Chase Elliott yesterday. He's driving an ex Jeff Gordon car, a Cup car.
Wow!
So we know those the guys on the front row are in high performance vehicles. Now let me tell you.
Wow, that's something. And the thing is you had more cars than starting positions. We've got them done. We've got 35 cars on there. And what a huge lineup. And you've got a lot of the local guys as well. You know, that's one thing that we've talked about is you got to look at the guys that are actually who have been racing in this area. You've got Chase, obviously. But go down the list. Cale Gale, he's going to start 9th. Grant Enfinger, right behind him from Fairhope, 10th. You've got Bubba Pollard, 12th. So those guys are there. And it goes all the way down the list where Thomas Prater makes it in on the 35th position. But talk about these guys and the local taste and what they're telling you about these cars and how they handle on the track, because it's not like the late models. I'm telling you, I was inside a trailer yesterday doing some traffic reports and things at the track, and I got to tell you something. It was a lot louder than the regular cars. I mean, they sound like Cup cars through there because, like you said, they really are ex-Cup cars, aren't they?
Well, 800 horsepower. And, you know, we're used to hearing 600 horsepower around here. And then when you're talking about the pro late models, you got 500 horsepower. So it's like, we got 300 more horsepower than our normal Saturday night race car. Plus, we weigh 3,400 pounds. Mm-hmm. But these guys, I'm going to tell you, what I seen yesterday was a lot of professionalism, a lot of quality equipment. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, our local drivers, they're not going to say, well, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to race. I'm glad to run a few laps with these ARCA guys. They are ARCA guys, mm-hmm. and they're going to put on a great show. And those, like you said, Cale Gale, Bubba Pollard, Thomas Prater and Grant Enfinger are going to be looking at Victory Lane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I saw a picture of the trophy, by the way, in your office. It's nice. I like that. You did good. But who's going to get it? They got a 200 lap race, 100 miles, ARCA 200. It begins today at 2 o'clock. Tell me about the schedule events. And I know I hear your phone going crazy. Give me 2 more minutes or 3 more minutes of your time. Tell everybody, hey, hold on.
No Rick's problem. No problem at all. I got plenty of time. Ticket office is handling it this morning. Tickets going out of sight. You better get here early if you want to. You want to see a great race today at Mobile National Speedway. The weather's beautiful. It's going to be 70 degrees. And, but you know, like we were saying earlier, we got 30,000 horsepower out here today. Going to take the green flag for the Mobile ARCA 200. We got a proclamation that Mike Dean's going to present to the ARCA series of making it ARCA Day here in Mobile.
Great.
So, a lot of things going on. I think we have a driver's meeting starts at 10 o'clock. We're going to move on to 12 o'clock, 12:30, I think there's an autograph. 12 o'clock, there's an autograph session. Anybody with a grandstand ticket can come down on the front straightaway, get their favorite driver's autograph. We're going to move them out at 1 o'clock, get ready for driver intros at 1:30. Be a lot of pre-race going on and a lot of excitement. Special guests, got Jacqueline North going to sing our national anthem. Our colors will be presented by the Marine Corps League. And it might even be a couple of surprises in there that I think everybody would enjoy being here. So look for a great day, and promptly at 2 o'clock we're going to start the Mobile ARCA 200.
Now, before I let you go, let's talk about the races just for a moment. Last night you did start off the regular season for our Bombers. We had like 21 cars, I believe, there, and also close to 21 cars or 23 or 4 cars for the Sportsmen. Lots of drivers from Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. But, boy, I tell you what, some great racing. It was door-to-door, and I'm telling you, from the Bombers.
I'm telling you.
It was amazing.
I'm telling you, what a show. What a show. I mean, I'm a fan. I sit in the grandstand and watch these guys race. I watch them almost fight. I enjoyed the heck out of it. That's what racing is all about. And that's why I brought in the Bombers and Sportsmen guys to run at a big stage like the Mobile ARCA 200. Because when I used to do that, when I used to run in the Bomber division, when I used to run in what we call the Sportsman division, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to come win a big race where the guys looking through the fence would go, that guy can drive, or man, you know, he's going to make it one day, or something like that. All the ARCA competitors last night, when I went through the pits after, and I was having a pit, but when I went through the pits after the race, they were all talking about the local guys, what a show they put on.
Oh, and that's it. Jamie Corey from Day Motorsports squeaks out the win from one of his teammates, Brandon Tipton. And then Steve Buttrick out of Pensacola, champion several times in the Sportsman class. Only time he's running into track, and I can tell you why, his wife says, nope, you can't pick both tracks. And that's good for the local guys. That's what I'm telling you. So it was a huge event. And now you've also got one more minute of time here, Rick. You've got also a lot of stuff for the fans as you get there, kind of interactive experiences. What you got for the fans as soon as we get in there to the track today?
Absolutely. We've got a fan experience. We've got a lot of the politicians out here. I think Mike Dean's out here. Nick Petranga's out here. John Williams out here. They all sponsored events last night. Yeah. They're going to greet you. We've got the Bell Plantation with their cookies. You got to try that. I mean, I walked by just as a hunch, and I said, let me try that little peanut butter cookie you got there. And, I mean, we got seafood being served in the pits. We've got chicken on a stick served in the upper grandstand along with funnel cakes today. We got a complete grandstand, a concession stand that used to handle, and I can't tell you about the modified milkshakes. And so, anyway, we're here to please the crowd today and put on a great show for the fans, and I want everybody to be comfortable and come out and watch the fastest fun around.
Guarantee it, Rick. I'll talk to you in about an hour and a half, brother. Go do what you got to do, and we appreciate you coming on the show, man.
Hey, thanks, Kane. And I can't express it enough. We are full throttle.
Oh, definitely today. There you go, Rick Crawford. And, man, I tell you, one of the busiest men that's going to be along the Gulf Coast, Mobile International Speedway again. A big race starts at 2. Gates open in a few minutes. Heavy, heavy traffic problems is what they're expected, so go early. And I want to say props to my guys at Hurricane Motorsports before we move on here. A great run for Rusty Powell Jr. starting on the pole after the dice roll and led a lot of laps until he started overheating. Rusty Powell Sr. had some steering issues, lost it. Going going out of 3 and 4 and took a wild ride on the inside as he went hit a huge, huge dirt pile. A little bit of damage on the car. He busted up his knuckle a little bit, but praise God, he was okay. And then still having some problems. Got a brand new motor going into 28 of T-Rex, Troy Bartlett. So we'll lick our wounds from this past weekend, but thank you to all the local sponsors and help on Hurricane Motorsports, those guys at Cooper Tires who are working on stuff right now this morning. Advanced Auto Parts, also Aaron's Rent-A-Own. Nobody's faster than Aaron's. Ed Seafood Shed on the Causeway, Southern Signs and Graphics, and Metro Glass of Mobile. Without those guys, we wouldn't be on the track, and without you guys, we wouldn't be moving on to the next. And who's going to be up next to talk? I don't know. Depend who wake up. We've got Glenn on the way, Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway, Lonnie from Sunny South. See, these guys are all racers, and they're like me. They're probably still in bed, so we're going to wake some up, talk some more racing. Hang on, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and thank you so much to the sponsors. That's what it's about to get us on the air every single Saturday morning. Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. Just a friendly warning to everybody at Ed's, right after this ARCA race, my whole entire race team's coming. We're going to shut down Ed's tonight, so hang on. Here we come. Mobile International Speedway, the big show, as we call it. ARCA Mobile 200 starts at 2 o'clock. Gates open in about 40 minutes. Head on out there now. Sunny South Raceway, Lonnie is getting his beauty sleep this morning. We'll still try to get a hold of him. And also, we want to thank Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway, as he's a big part of the show, and he'll be coming up here shortly. So, lots to still cover. Race director Daniel Lambert for the Rolling Thunder Modifieds. Now, I tell you what, I'm excited about having these guys on here in the next few minutes. First traveling series to actually team up with our race team, USFD Racing. Now, United States Fire Department Racing, as we've told you before, is a pretty big team around the country that have some drivers centrally located. We're here in the South. Hurricane Motorsports represents them a lot of the tracks down here, but we race for pretty much the emergency heroes. You know, you talk about the volunteer fire department and all those guys at the track, but not just at the track, but all these guys that take their time from their families and you know, to protect and serve our community. And we try to race to give back to them, from car events to special shows. And you know, I was talking earlier, there's a huge benefit for St. Jude's coming up, and one of the guys, this is actually the second year here, and it's going to be huge this year. All right, we've got a lot of entries. We've got Glenn Hilton on the air with us this morning. Glenn, good morning, and thanks for taking a couple times here to talk a couple minutes, talk about some of the stuff you've got going on over there.
Well, good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, Glenn, second year for this, and again, first of all, the benefit for St. Jude's, let's talk a little bit. Everybody should know, but just in case they don't, St. Jude's, let's talk about that organization for a minute and how you guys teamed up.
Well, it's a wonderful hospital, obviously up in Tennessee. Most of your listeners would know,
yeah,
that treat children for cancer that's not normally treatable within the local communities that we all live in. So I teamed up with a bike group called Southern Cruisers.
Yeah.
They are a club, and they enjoy riding, and one of their missions is to support St. Jude. So they do an awful lot of different events, fundraising, if you will, to send money up there in order to help the hospital, which has a tremendous budget.
Well, let me ask you, how do we do it locally? Because, you know, this is what we've, you know, obviously you've got a huge car show coming up, but there's a poker run involved. It's going to be at the Tillman's Quarter Community Center March 17th. That's a Saturday. And by the way, if you've got a couple of race cars, I know our whole entire team, Hurricane Motorsports, will be out there. It's a race weekend at Mobile International Speedway, but the show's from 8 to 2. You can bring your cars out there, and you've got awards. You've got all sorts of stuff. So talk about the event, what we've got going on March 17th.
Yeah, indeed. We will have awards that's going to be issued towards the different classes of cars, as well as bikes, for that matter.
Oh, so yeah.
For those of the people who enjoy riding bikes, please come in and likewise be a part of that as well. We will have door prizes given. We will likewise have food that will be provided for by the CarQuest Auto Parts business. So I think if they come out, and it's a family affair, by the way, so we will have events or stuff there for children. So we would love for people to come out and spend a little bit of money so that we can try to send a nice fat check up to St. Jude's.
Yeah,
year.
And that's what it's all about, helping out the kids. And I'm a big big believer of the American Cancer Society, as well as I'm on the board of directors down here just for the chili cook-off in the community. And, you know, it's always a huge raising event. And so far, from what we've done with our race team, we've got about $70,000 in the past 7 years. We've been able to just raise for local cancer research. And so I'm a firm believer in that. It's such a blessing to have people like you guys helping out that fight and that terrible disease. And what's great about this, it's only $20. You guys go out there And there's so many beautiful cars along the Gulf Coast. You know how this is about the time when all the car shows start coming out. We fought some rain here for a little bit, but I think I've already put in the order for the good weather, so Glenn will be safe there. You know, and you talk about there's a poker run, too. What exactly, how does that work, as we, you know, with the bikes and everything?
Well, the bikes, it's open to cars, too.
Oh, cool.
For those who are interested, but bikes tend to gravitate more towards it. And what they do is they leave the Tillman's Corner Community Center, and they will have designated stops where they pick up one card at each stop, trying to build a hand.
Yeah.
When they get back, there will be awards or monies issued to the worst hand, believe it or not, and then the best, if you will. And it's a five-card stud, if you will. So,
that's so awesome. And I know the bikers love that, and they're such a great group of folks as well. Well, what else can you tell us, Glenn? Last year's event, how many cars did you have? What are we looking for this year? And what were some of the ones that stood out?
Well, last year we actually raised $6,000.
Wow.
For the cause.
Wow.
That was our first year, so we thought that was tremendous considering our first year. And an awful lot of competition, meaning there's an awful lot of other people who have various different shows, too.
Oh, yeah.
We had some beautiful Cadillacs that was out there last year,
nice.
A couple of GTOs, and, of course, the ever-famous Camaros. But believe this or not, we actually had a lot of people with Mopars that we are now starting to see more of.
Really?
So we're in hopes that we'll see even more of that this year, given the variety, so that people will enjoy staying a little bit longer and looking at everything.
Well, you know, let's say I've got one of these cars along the Gulf Coast or wherever, and maybe I'm heading down this way. How do we get involved, and how do we get our money to you, and how can we do this? Do we just show up, or is there a way to do in advance? Is there any kind of information, Glenn?
Indeed. There, as far as in advance, they can contact any of the local CarQuest stores.
Great.
They could contact me at my business, Transmission Magician.
Yeah.
And between the two of us, we'll certainly get them lined up in the event that they want to pre-register. Otherwise, if they'd like to come in Saturday morning, this coming Saturday, that is, at 8 or even before, then we'll get them lined up and get them parked where they can be a part of the show.
Yeah, that's great. And we're going to be looking forward to that next, next weekend show. We'll talk a little bit more about it. Well, Glenn, we appreciate it, and we're excited to be part of it with Full Throttle Racing. And again, one more time, we'll give it up. It's the St. Jude's Benefit, March 17th, Poker Run, huge car show at the Tillman's Corner Community Center. And as always, if you have any other questions, you can look me up on Facebook at Full Throttle Racing with Kane, and we'll make sure to get it all on the air for you again, okay?
Thank you, Kane.
Hey, I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you again, Glenn Hilton. We appreciate him coming on board. And now, more racing to talk. Oh, yeah, we've got a lot of it, so we've got to move on here in just a minute. And let me tell you, I'm still ready for the ARCA race, but there's so much more racing around the community. Lonnie from Sunny South Raceway, we hope we can get some information from him. In just a few more minutes, we're going to wrap up the show today with Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway. He's getting ready to have a good report about what's coming up on his first race on the 31st. And coming up next, a brand new, not really, they've been around for a while, but brand new for the show, we're going to introduce you to the Rolling Thunder Modifieds. Race director Daniel Lambert's going to be on. We've got a bunch of stuff to talk about, from new rules to engine packages that might make it easier for you guys along the Gulf Coast, or whenever you're at, when these guys roll into town, you can take your Modifieds and roll out too. Hang on, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, later, going to be podcast on usfdracing.org. And I love the open wheel modified, so much so. At Cooper Tires, Daniel, my wife Michelle, and I have built and are in the process of wrapping up an open wheel modified to travel all in this area. And great to have Joe Thornton behind the wheel this year helping out. But man, I'm telling you, this is a brand new series to the show. Now, they've been around since 1993. Started off as the Modified Racing Series. Now they're called the Rolling Thunder Modifieds. And one of the guys that's really going to be able to explain who they are and what they do and why they're coming to Bama, and I'm excited about this, is race director Daniel Lambert. Daniel, good morning and welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing great, man. It's a very exciting weekend around here, the Gulf Coast, with the Mobile ARCA 200. We've been talking a lot about that. And actually, just off the air, talking about some of the drivers, including Wayne Edwards, who won, I believe, your very first race, or one of the first races that he was in, I should say, with your series in 2010, I want to say. And he's actually here doing some spotting, as we were talking about. But there's so much to talk about with you guys. And I love your slogan, the Rolling Thunder Modifieds. Champions win on the road. There are no home games. I love that, because you guys are all over the country, and you don't have a home track, do you? Talk to us about these, what you guys are doing this year.
Yeah, we love to travel. I mean, we offer the drivers, you know, the chance to get out and see different places, and race at different tracks to help their experience level. And what we're trying to do is, you know, expand our fan base. We're willing to go to any track, anywhere. You know, we love to see new areas, new tracks. And, you know, we started out the tour itself in Virginia, mm-hmm. and, you know, broadened our base in North Carolina. Now we're in the Tennessee, South Carolina. We've got a couple things in negotiation where we're hoping to make it out to Alabama and possibly awesome. Florida this year. We have drivers all the way from Canada to Florida.
Wow.
So we have a lot of interest in the tour itself, and we're growing each year. And what we're trying to do, we're trying to open our rules, so to speak, so that drivers from any track, any division, with an IMCA car can come out and run with us.
So the one technically that we're building right now to run here at Five Flag Speedway, Montgomery Motor Speedway, Mobile International Speedway, you guys pull into one of these tracks, we bring up our modified. As long, like I said, it's an IMCA type modified, which it is. Pretty much with the new rules package you guys are doing this year with aluminum heads and those SB2 motors, we should be able to roll with you guys no problem.
Yeah, pretty much the only difference that we have not changed, we still don't run the four barrel carburetors.
Okay.
We're still sticking to a two barrel.
Why is that?
Tire. Well, just to keep, you know, the vast difference between a normal built and like an SB2 motor.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a huge horsepower difference, and we're trying to kind of level out the playing field. And by staying with the two barrel, you know, we kind of keep everybody level, so to speak, as we can.
Well, and the website's rtm-racing.com. It's a Rolling Thunder Modified. When do you guys start this year? Where are the tracks that you guys are scheduled to go on to so far?
So far this year, we're going to Orange County in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We start that April 4th. Then we'll go to Dillon, South Carolina, and we'll be in Southern National towards the end of the year. We still have, you know, a few tracks we're in negotiation with. And as soon as we get those finalized, we'll have those posted for everybody.
Well, when you guys, if I've got a modified, like I said, and I want to kind of travel with you guys, obviously the website's got a lot of information, but how did you get started and involved with the series? Because the Rolling Thunder Modifieds, I mean, everybody's heard of them. It's a pretty big event, and if they're coming into town, it's like the circus. It really is, because these guys have so much horsepower. And again, also talk about not just how you got into it, but explain to some of the people who might not know. We've got a lot of young listeners and new listeners. What is technically the IMCA-type modified?
Well, I got started in it a few years ago. Actually, just had a friend kind of refer me to it, and I jumped into it as an official. And like I said, I just kept my ears open and listened to what was going on. Just moved up really quick when the responsibility was offered to me to help run the series. You know, I jumped on it. Was really excited about it. The IMCA style car. The best way I can describe it to people that don't know what they are. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much like a dirt modified car if you've ever seen one,
yeah.
But we race on asphalt.
Yeah, and it's again, the horsepower that you're talking about from these motors and everything that you guys have done, it's been, you know, something special. You've got 20-plus seasons behind you guys, and the average car count anywhere from 18, 19, 20 that you guys bring. And now you got to think about all these tracks that you're hitting, and with these rule changes, you could have easily another 7 to 8 at each track. So you're really putting on a big show for the fans. What can the fans expect when you guys roll in?
They can expect some really exciting racing. I mean, it's bumper to bumper. I mean, these guys drive with their hearts. You know, they put a lot of time and effort into building these cars, and it shows when they get to the track, man, because they're out there to win.
Well, and like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, it's definitely worth, you know, watching. I mean, it's real exciting. I mean, it's hard to explain unless you've actually been to one.
Oh, yeah.
But once you've been to one, you know, you're hooked on it.
Well, and obviously, and you know, it's going to be a good season for you guys. Now, you're talking about getting at one of the tracks here in Alabama, and you guys are not 100% sure, but when you guys do, you'll make all the announcement. What about on Facebook? You guys, obviously, some of your drivers, including friend of the show and last year's champion, Trevor Edwards, you know, won the championship. He's been on the show several times, and again, he's back with you guys, going to try to get this championship again. But talk to one more time about how we can find you guys out and about now, Facebook and other places.
Yeah, we do have a Facebook page. It's Rolling Thunder Modifieds. We're also on Twitter, mm-hmm. which is at RTM Racing. Of course, we have a website, which is rtm-racing.com. It's full of information, new drivers looking to get into the tour. We have a link that has all the information you need. You can go on there and check out our rules, check out where we're racing, and keep up to date with us.
We'll do it, and I'd like to have, as you guys get closer to the first race and after the first race, talk to maybe the winners as you guys go, as we get you closer and build up this modified series, because there's a lot of us local drivers around here on the Gulf Coast, at least that if you guys come to Bama, I think we can get you a pretty big car count, which already you're bringing the circus, like I say, but we appreciate you coming on board this morning, and we'll definitely be back with you again. Race Director Daniel Lambert with the Rolling Thunder Modifieds, we appreciate you coming on board this morning, brother.
All right, thank you, sir. I hope to see everybody.
All right. Oh, I guarantee you will. And that's going to be pretty cool stuff. Again, open wheel modifieds, I've been fascinated for years about. So still to come. Hang on. We've got lots more to talk about. Racing continue. We've got Montgomery Motor Speedway's Chris Carter standing by. Maybe Lonnie, maybe not. We'll see. But still, we've got a lot to talk about with ARCA. We've got the full list of events. And we'll run down what time you need to be at Mobile International Speedway today and some of the events that's still coming. Hang on. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane right here on FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 Race Day. Oh, man, I'm excited about it. We're going to talk more ARCA here in a few minutes, but got Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway, and they're gearing up and ready for their first race coming up at the end of the month. Chris Carter, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, sunshine. How are you, my friend?
Ah, man, I tell you what, after a long night of announcing and a lot of fun and amazing racing at Mobile, which we'll talk a little bit later about, we're ready. We're going back out to the track right after the show and excited about that. But, you know, let's shift gears because there's other tracks and there's other racing. And, man, you've got a huge event coming up, Montgomery Motor Speedway, 20 days until you guys got the countdown to the season opener. And you're doing it big style, man. Talk to me. What's up?
Yeah, actually, 3 weeks from today, we're going to kick things off. My first race at Montgomery Speedway as a promoter, and I'm not nervous at all, buddy. I'm ready to go. I'm pretty much wrapping up all the loose ends. I'm excited. We're going to have a 100-lap, 5,000 to win Pro Late Model race. It's going to be good, Derek. It's going to be exciting. 5,000 to win that thing, so anybody listening don't even know nothing about this. We're going to do 100 laps. Ricky Brooks is our tech guy. It's going to be good stuff, so excited about that. Excited about everything getting started, really.
Well, and, you know, it is going to be a big event for you because you've got so much around it. One of my, when I watched NASCAR when I was back in the day, was my favorite driver, then his son as well. But you've got Bobby Allison, and you were talking to Bobby this week, and what a great conversation you had with him. He's excited to be the Grand Marshal. Oh, I love him. I've talked to him several times. Love him.
It was really neat. His wife answered the phone. I said, "Yes, ma'am. May I speak to Bobby Allison, please?" And she said, "Hold on. Bobby, it's Chris."
You love it.
It was like they knew me or something. I don't know. I did call from the track. Maybe they had caller IDs. He got on the phone. "Chris, how are you, buddy?" He talked to me like we fought in Vietnam together or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Really cool. I'm excited about him being the Grand Marshal. I'm going to tell you real quick. He told me, I said, "Tell me a little bit of when I mentioned Montgomery Speedway, Mr. Bobby, what do you think of?" And he said, "Chris, my first feature win ever, 1959, was at Montgomery Motor Speedway." So that's pretty neat stuff, and he's very much loved around there. There's a lot of people that race there, their parents, people involved that know him personally. So I'm expecting a really big day. Pretty much got all the loose ends wrapped up, got to do a little grass cutting and stuff like that, but that's not something I'm going to worry about until this race day. So I'm ready to go, man. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to everybody coming out. Last night and yesterday, I had people from my home track, which is right here at Mobile Speedway, to tell me they're actually going to just drive up to show support. And when you walk through the pits and your people that you've been around all your life tell you that, that means something, and I just can't express how much I appreciate it. But you know me, Mr. Happy, let's go.
Oh, yeah, well, and you've got that new class that's going to have a lot of excitement for the new season. You're bringing a Bomber Division up to Montgomery Motor Speedway, and you're doing it in big style as well. Do you have cars that are being built? We've talked back and forth, sometimes yes, no. How's the vibe?
Last time me and you talked, I was a little worried. You know, I'm really not worried anymore. I'm hearing a good response now, finally.
Good.
And I had some friends from Montgomery down last night. So the 18, was the 18, Derek, just took the green flag last night.
Yeah.
And man, it put on one heck of a show. So people that was even thinking about it after watching last night's event, they're ready to build one and get at it.
That's awesome.
Go ahead and go through with it.
Well, yeah, they put on a good show last night. Well, let's talk about your season, because you've got other cars, too, from the Pro Late Model Street Stocks, Mini Modifieds. What other classes do you run, and what is a Mini Modified, Chris?
Just like a Mini Stock, like what we used to run at Sunny South,
yeah.
Or even back when James Price, our pace car driver, used to race Terry Scott, like the Volkswagen Mini Stocks and stuff like that. Souped up, small four-cylinder car.
Okay, very cool. And then now, also, you've got what's called the Buzz Class. Would that be something
Like the Stingers at Sunny South, that's a front-wheel drive, four-cylinder car, and also we got the trucks. And we're looking to do something with that Rolling Thunder Modified Series on May the 12th. I'll have more announcements like that, but we're just about 90% sure on that deal being wrapped up. Bubba Gale, Kale's dad, coming down and racing in that event, so excited about that. Also might have Bubba Gale in a Pro Late Model on our first race, March 31st. That'd be kind of neat, but go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to, go ahead. Yeah, it's going to be huge. But the Rolling Thunder Modifieds, I'm really kind of intrigued by these guys. They've been around for a while, and they're a pretty big racing organization, aren't they, Chris?
Well, they are. They're really big. And actually, when I was up in Winston-Salem, Kale raced the Rolling Thunder Modified Series at North Wilkesboro and won that race and got to ride that elevator up like Jeff Gordon did and all the others.
Awesome.
So it's pretty neat. Awesome series, awesome people involved with it. Rich Peters, I've been talking to him about this. So, great group of people, man.
Well, what is the season like after the season opener? How often are you guys racing in Montgomery? And obviously, you can go to MontgomerySpeedway.com.
Right, yeah, we're going to race every other week. And, of course, we're going to have rainouts and stuff like that and have to readjust. But we're not racing on top of Rick Crawford and his big races or nothing like that, on top of Tim Bryant or Mr. John Dykes or nothing like that. We're pretty much got our own deal going, staying away from other people, not to step on. I don't want to step on nobody's toes. You know what I'm saying? The new guy on the block, I just want to try to do the best I can to make everybody happy. And I know that's impossible, but I'm sure going to try.
Yeah, you're talking about racers. Hey, let's talk about one of your racers. I want to switch gears real quick, talk a little bit about ARCA and Mobile. And, you've got somebody that you help out with now and driving in an ARCA car, Bubba Pollard, knows his way around that track, qualified, I'd say, higher than mid-pack.
12th.
Yeah, 12th, not bad. And you got all those local guys, not all the local guys, but you got Kale, Gale, Grandin Finger right next to each other. Also, you got Bubba there. What is the mindset on these guys? They know how to get around here, but in different vehicles. Like Rick Crawford said earlier this morning, these cars, more horsepower, heavier. What have you heard from Bubba and how the car is and what he's expecting today?
Well, first off, man, I've never seen a driver, as long as I've been around this, I've never, Derek, never, ever have I seen a driver get on his own self like I did Bubba Pollard last night. I mean, when he got out of the car, he just, you could see the frustration on his face. The car freed up a little bit on him. They made some adjustments that wasn't quite right, but let it be known, he will be good during the race. He's very happy with the car as far as the race setup goes. But, I was like, dude, chill. You're okay, So he was really hard on himself, but he's also excited about, that's water under the bridge. He harped on it just for 5 minutes, if that. Went on to the next page, which is taking the green flag today.
You look at the front row, Alex Bowman and Chase Elliott, something like 0.0008 seconds between these guys. Well, let's talk about that. The pole-setting time with Alex Bowman driving the number 22 today was a 17.547. Bubba, he ran a 17.968. So a fraction of a second off these guys. All these cars are that close. And that's what I noticed during practice. It was a little bit later practice for them yesterday, but it seems like these guys are getting it in. Boy, I tell you what, there are a couple accidents. Tore up a couple vehicles yesterday. My prediction, I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be a wreck fest today. And I think it's going to be exciting, and it's not meant to be that way, but I think you have some drivers in there that might be a little inexperienced driving this style of car in this particular race.
Yeah, it's like slow your roll, buddy, huh? the fans are definitely going to get their dollar's worth of entertainment today. I mean, and that's what this is about. This Rick Crawford's there to put on a show. Arca's there to put on a show to entertain the fans. That's what this is about. Well, people, you will be entertained today at 2 o'clock, I promise you. And with all that being said, and that's just something that is definitely in the back of Bubba Pollard's mind, mm-hmm. but Bubba, he's a smart driver, man. He's such a wheel man, and he gets up on that wheel, and it's just about getting to the front. And that's the important part of today, is if you are up front, your chance of being involved in the melee that's going to happen in the back is not quite as likely.
Well, and you're looking at 200 laps, which is 100 miles. And, again, the breakdown of what it is, the gates are going to open here in about 7 or 8 minutes at 9 o'clock. They'll have the garage and registration open. They'll have a chapel service today at about 10:15. At 10:45, they'll have the series driver, crew chief, spotter meeting. That's probably pretty important. And in the next hour, at about 11:45, they're going to start putting the cars on a grid for the front stretch. And then what's going to be exciting for an hour right before the race, and this is cool for the fans, get there early from noon to 1 today, they're going to have on-track driver autograph sessions. If you got a helmet, they'll sign it. You got a poster, they'll sign it. You get one of the T-shirts. I've got some great shirts at the Speedway for $20 and has a great design on it, the Speedway's logo on the back. Pretty cool stuff. 1:30, the ARCA Racing Series driver introduction. And then the melee, the excitement, the fireworks go at 2 o'clock. And, the ARCA 200, so excited about that. Chris, what do you expect as a fan? What do you think there's going to be? Last night, a decent crowd, but, boy, it was cold. But we're looking at 78 degrees today, perfect for race time down here on the Gulf Coast. Do you think we're going to have problems getting all the fans into the track with traffic?
Yes, no doubt about it. This is going to be one of the biggest crowds we've seen probably since, 99, 2000. I'm hearing people. I met people last night from dadgum Baton Rouge. Why are you here? Oakland, what's the ARCA race? So,
no kidding.
I'm as far up as Birmingham, Alabama. So people are coming in. I'm talking about not drivers, fans, okay? So it's going to be yesterday I was looking around. I said, Lord, this is way too many cars for this facility. But, I wasn't complaining. It was just like, check this out. It was such a good thing. And, I'm glad that's not my headache today and it's Rick Crawford's, but there's nobody better that can deal with it and make it work just like it did yesterday. Everything went smoothly. I mean, as a fan, and there's a lot of times when I go to the tracks, and even though this is my home track, that I, look around and act like I'm a fan. Hey, is this neat? Or what are they doing over here? So it's going to be a packed house. I do promise this.
Well, and they've got a lot of special events leading up to the race as well. Have you been keeping an eye? I know we've been busy locally, but NASCAR, hey, they've got a race this weekend too. And Casey Kane takes the pole at Las Vegas. What do you think about that run?
He won't lead a lap, and he'll go to the back, and something bad will happen. His luck's terrible. And no, I'm just kidding. That's good. Hendrix, I'm partial to Hendrix now because of Chase. It was pretty neat. Me and Chase Elliott and Bubba Pollard talking last night, and you listen to these guys as drivers. Mm-hmm. Chase, like, maybe you want to do this at Montgomery. And Bubba, this does like this at Winchester and stuff. So it's really neat to hear these guys talk about that. If you're not excited about today, there's definitely, you have fever, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, well, real quick, let's talk about those same local divisions that you're going to be racing at your track in Montgomery. You were there for the racing last night at Mobile. What did you see with the Bombers? What did you see with the Sportsmen? And I guess I need to keep my opinions to myself off the microphone.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, dude. And I did enjoy standing with you last night and getting to call that last race, the Sportsman race. I had a lot of fun. And good to be back on the microphone at my home track. I love doing that with you. The Bomber race was really interesting. I mean, it was some good side-by-side racing, as the Sportsman was, but I've seen some guys that was every race, first race of the season, this is what happens. I mean, everybody's on the edge. They're excited. And once again, slow your roll, brother. You got all years, but you just want to grab them by the helmet and shake it and tell them that. But some people know that and some people don't. But, man, Rick Crawford, he's going to have an amazing year this year.
Yeah, I believe so, too. Well, the Speedway, again, Montgomery Motor Speedway, one more time, give us the rundown and the classes that you're running on the 31st, on that Saturday. What is the date, actually? I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me.
That'll be March 31st, our first date to race.
Okay, okay. Now, tell me about the classes one more time before we go on the website.
The classes that day on the 31st is going to be the Buzz, Street Stock, Super Stock, and the Pro Late Models 100 Laps.
Okay, and obviously you can find...
Super Stocks, Super Stocks. People listen, Mobile drivers, Super Stocks. I am racing the Super Stocks, And I'm not going to tell you how much I'm paying you till another week, but it's going to be big. For
really?
The few laps we're running, it's going to be big. Oh, yeah. You know me, buddy. We got to do it right.
Let me ask you, you know,
Lord.
Yeah, I know. One more quick question, and we got about a minute, and we'll let you go. The Superstocks down here, obviously they've got the trucks with them. Are you guys going to try to have the same rule package if you have?
We run the Pensacola Superstock rules.
Okay.
And once again, if anybody wants to question that or any of the technical part, that's Ricky Brooks' horse to ride, not mine. Ricky's going to handle all my technical stuff. So if Ricky can see fit for it to work, and you know me, I'm willing to try anything. We'll race big wheels. It doesn't matter to me. But that's something that definitely Ricky Brooks will have to address.
Okay. Well, Chris, we appreciate you coming on board again. Montgomery Motor Speedway is the racetrack. It's going to be huge. And, again, I'm sure we'll see you today, later in Mobile.
Oh, yeah. And, look, y'all check out that number 29 Pollard Motorsports. We coming to the front. We're going to try and get us a win today.
Oh, I guarantee you he's going to be one of the guys up front. We appreciate you coming on board, and we'll see you later, Chris.
Peace out, White Trout.
All right, there you go. From Montgomery Motor Speedway, there you go. That's Chris Carden. That's going to do it this time around. What a huge show. Sorry we couldn't get to Lonnie with Sunny South Raceway. You go onto the website at sunnysouthraceway.org. You'll have all the information about their next race coming up on the 17th, and we'll get it back on there. Thank you to Rick Crawford again. It's the ARCA Mobile 200. One more time before the end of the show, let's go through the schedule one more time, starting on the pole. Again, Alex Bowman with a run of 102 miles an hour. Look, 17.547. That's a quick race. The schedule starts again. Gates opening up in about 2 or 3 minutes, so stand by and get ready for that. They'll have a chapel service at 10:45. Fans, you want to get there about 11 or so, because at 11:45 they're going to bring all the cars onto the front stretch. And then from 12 to 1, the ARCA Racing Series on the track, driver autograph sessions. That's where you get up close and personal to the cars. Get in there and take a look at it. Talk to these drivers. Tell them how thankful you are that ARCA is here for you guys. That's all you've got to do. And then it starts at 1:30. You'll have the series driver introductions at 2 o'clock. The start of the Mobile ARCA 200. I'll be up in the tower at the very first part of it, so we're excited about that. But beyond that, I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you again to Race Director Daniel Lambert from the Rolling Thunder Modifieds. Looking forward to that. And a huge benefit for the St. Jude's Hospital up in Tennessee, Glenn Hilton. Appreciate him coming on board. Chris again from Montgomery Motor Speedway. We're looking forward to it, and thank you to the sponsors here on the show: Ed Seafood Shed, Mobile International Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Montgomery Motor Speedway. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Time to hit the track. I'll see you there.